Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Lion in Winsport. You may think that you're in some exotic country with some exotic guy who looks like a South American version of Che Guevara. But no, it is Mundo Jazz, the world's greatest band. And little known to you, we are going to record a podcast here, and it's going to be broadcast all over the world. Yeah, like the barmaid said, it's so funny, never seen anything like it. Okay, so... so we're going to record some bits of fun. Hello, people in the corner, looking puzzled. So we are Mundo Jazz, the world's greatest band. It's a great pleasure to be here in Winsport. Friends, I'd like you first to welcome Winsford's finest actors, only actors also, Mr. Simon Bug and Mr. Richard Oliver.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, before we start, some facts. Roald Dahl wrote all his books in a shed at the bottom of his garden. Although, that excuse doesn't work, just for future reference. Another thing I've learned, well, you know, if somebody shouts, "What are you doing?" say, "I'm writing children's books," if you're in the shed at the bottom of the garden. Doesn't work. Another thing I've learned, scissor lift is not a lesbian wrestling move. Another thing I've learned, Melon Sue is two people. I saw that move. I thought she was, you know, she was one of my favorite actresses. On to the news. Robbie Williams has said he will release a new album this year. The government has said it will not respond to threats. Now, David Attenborough's latest series is called The Waterside Ape, suggesting humans evolved from creatures that spent a lot of time in the water. And it's been criticized by the Daily Mail. Now, firstly, no one gives a shit what the Daily Mail says, because it's shit and it was founded by an actual Nazi. And secondly, leave Attenborough alone! We'll defend Attenborough to the last. It's like saying Rupert the Bear is being investigated by Operation U3. We want the truth, but there's a limit. You know what the last time Attenborough was criticised?
Nope.
2013, by the University of East Anglia, for not featuring enough gay animals. And there's two things to say that. First, fuck off, leave Attenborough alone. And secondly, what about penguins? They are well gay! Carol Vorderman will be entering the jungle soon, apparently, to compete in the hit show I'm Not a Celebrity Anymore. Please give me some attention. I'm poor and sad. Brad and Angelina. Richard Oliver, as an actor, what do you think about the Brangelina split?
Very sad.
Yeah. Simon?
I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, I could. I mean, that means Angelina's on the market. They split up. So, you know, they are, yeah, as you say, two very good-looking people. So it's not going to be Brangelina. It's going to be Brangel everybody. Some more facts. 40% of British children didn't see a dentist last year. Well done. Very well done. That just speaks to the fantastic standard of dental care in British mouths. Well done, everybody. There is a new character going to be in Winnie the Pooh. He's going to be called Scrappy Pooh. Scrappy Pooh. Yeah, no, don't bother. Angelina, you know, she had her breast removed a couple of years ago. You know that, yeah?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she had her breast removed.
No,
I did what any other person would do. I looked all over eBay, but nothing. So. Yeah, come on. Wake up! Now, Vladimir Putin has beaten his opponents in the election. Imagine that. Totally fair landslide. He beat fair and square. I wanna get my head chopped off, his opponent. And Ivor Deathwish. Yeah? Anybody? And turnout has been low, apparently, because a lot of the opponents of Putin have boycotted the elections by being dead. Now, the Nigerian president has admitted that he plagiarized Barack Obama's speech. And everybody does it, so he shouldn't be ashamed. Even Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. Yeah. Amazon has announced a new season of The Man in the High Castle. This is a drama about America under a Nazi regime.
When is it set?
November. George Osborne has announced that he wants to do things he cares about in his work, but shagging prostitutes and taking coke isn't a job. Now, Donald Trump, say what you like about him, he's pulled off a miracle. He's made Hillary look attractive. Melania Trump, his wife, is denying still that she's a prostitute. Now, she's not a prostitute. Prostitutes have sex for money, whereas Melania is with Trump because of his dashing looks and knowledge of French poetry. thank you. And UKIP has a new leader. Hey! What is the point of getting elected leader? If you're a turd in a tank, it's no good saying I'm the one that floats highest. Hank, give us some triangle. No. He's withholding the triangle probably because his new album is out, or his new single. His new single is Your Microwave Meal is Ready. Hank W. Swagger III. The world's greatest triangle virtuoso is with us, of course, as well. So, Simon and Richard are here, Winsford's finest actors. Rich, I believe you're going to do as a little bit of a film review.
Yes, that's right. This week, my film is Dare to be Wild.
I've been accepted to compete at the Chelsea Flower Show.
2,000 applicants, and you made the cut.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get this much funding to build a garden?
And how much do you need?
£250,000.
Who's going to donate to the likes of me?
This is an opportunity to change how people think.
The reality is you cannot create a wild nature garden at Chelsea in 3 weeks.
Okay, tell us a bit about it.
Dare to be Wild is a romantic adventure story, and it's inspired by real-life Mary Reynolds, a young landscape designer, determined to preserve wild nature.
To preserve wild nature.
To preserve wild nature.
Yeah, okay.
And she's betrayed...
Preserves itself, generally, but...
Yeah, it does, but Mary wants to preserve it. Anyway, she's betrayed in the cutthroat world of the Dublin Celebrity Society.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's well known.
And then Mary has little hope and prospects.
Yeah.
But has one earth-changing idea.
Yeah.
But how does a penniless unknown compete in the Olympics of gardening? You know, where Prince Charles
I'll
is...
I'll tell you how. How. No, I won't. I don't know. I won't.
I don't think... You're not going to tell
it
us. Can't be done.
It can't be done. I am guessing it can't be done. And she's a rank outsider.
She's an outsider because Prince Charles... is a rival.
Prince Charles is a rival?
That's right.
That's not often said, is it?
No. But in the Olympics of gardening, Prince Charles is a rival. Yeah. Okay. And anyway, defying all odds, Mary embarks on an Ethiopian odyssey to bring back the one man who can help. And when the man whose mission is to make the desert bloom again meets the woman engaged in a wild competition, passion blazes, along with the power to change the world.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. What would you describe the genre?
I would describe the genre as a rom-com underdog story, along the likes of Bad News Bears, Dead Poets Society, Rocky, The Fighter, Karate Kid, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, we've seen these.
Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. Yeah. Every Robin Williams film.
Everyone.
Basically. who's in it, for example? Who's the director?
The director is a first-time director, Vivian De Courcy.
Ah.
Yeah, you might not have heard of her because it's her first film.
Yeah, and there are talented family, the Courcys.
The Courcys,
absolutely.
The dad, Roger.
Yeah, brother Nookie.
And Nookie the Bear.
Yeah, the Nookie Bear. What do you think Nookie Bear was? Do you think that was a sort of carry-on Nookie, or do you think it was just that?
I've not thought about it.
No.
I think if you're looking for wholesome Nookie, then you're looking wholesome at the carry-on Nookie. Sort of level.
Yeah.
Of Nookie.
Yeah.
For your bear.
What? Nookie is a good name for, like, Rumpy Pumpy is a good.
Rumpy Pumpy the bear.
For a bear.
No, for
Rumpy Pumpy the bear.
For sexual activity.
Oh, okay.
No, Rumpy Pumpy the bear is a bit too obvious. Nookie Bear.
Nookie Bear.
When you think about it, actually, Nookie is inappropriate for a children's puppet.
It is.
It's a bit utery, yeah. Oh yeah, so is Roger. Man, yeah,
bad.
Roger. And Nookie. It's all coming undone. It's like. what's her name? De Courcy. So they just, she's...
Yeah, Vivian De Courcy, yeah. First-time director.
I wonder if she grew up on a rough estate. So who else, who's in it?
Anyone we would recognise? Emma Greenwell. She was Mandy...
No idea.
Milkovich in Shameless USA. Don't know if you've seen
Shameless,
that.
Shameless, no. Who else is in it?
Oh, Tom Hughes. He was born in Cheshire. Comes from Upton.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was face of the Burberry Summer Collection.
Mm.
He was also Prince Albert in Victoria.
Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Does he have a ring through the top of his head?
I don't know. I didn't see that in the film. He was Joe Lamb in the TV miniseries The Game.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. That was good. Spies and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
He was good.
Chaz Janklow in Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Yeah. Chaz Janklow,
Yeah. Ian Drury's story.
Ian Drury's keyboard player.
Yep, and guitarist.
Chaz Janklow.
That's cool.
Who else?
Alex McQueen, Neil's dad in The Inbetweeners.
Oh, yeah, The Inbetweeners, yeah.
Yep.
Good. That's good. Good program, yeah. Okay. Any questions? Do you want to take any questions from the audience?
Who did the special effects?
A friend of Vivian's.
Yeah,
running time on this is 100 minutes. That breaks down to about an hour 40.
What about the aspect ratio?
I think it's 16:9, I think. And format is a DCP, which is a digital cinema package, which is just a number of Material X format, which we call MXF files.
And has it done well?
It won an award at the Dublin International Film Festival.
Oh, nice, okay. So, what do you think of it?
Shit.
So, we've had a letter from one of our...
we have, yes.
From our listener.
We do have a letter. Dear Mundo Jazz, I cannot get the intonation right on my guitar. I try to lower the E, but every time I get it in tune, it rattles. Here is a photo. Can you help? Amelia Rome.
It's a trumpet. I'm a writer, not only a multi-instrumentalist genius, but also a writer. And I have brought along, modestly speaking, one of my little masterpieces of literature. The story of Skig Beasley, the detective. And it's such a great work, modestly speaking. It really is good, very gripping and stuff. Only the voice of Richard Oliver can do it justice. So please, everybody, let's just settle down and enjoy the story of Skig Beasley by me.
Skig Beasley and the Woman. It was the worst of times. It was the shittest of times. It was bad times. Come with me, friends, as we go back in time to the turn of the century, Chicago in the 1950s. A lady has come to the office of the greatest detective in the world. Is who? If you have to ask, You are a total dick. It's obvious. Iskig Beasley, the baddest ass detective on the world. In this case, bad ass mean good. Is not refer to the ass, though. I am not a homosexual or nothing, but homosexuals is fine. Anybody welcome. Anyway, so like I was saying before, we got into the homosexual discussion with the asses and so on. A lady is come to the office of Skig Beasley, the greatest detective on earth. If you don't know him, please keep it to yourself, or we never get nowhere. Oh, Skig Beasley, she say. Who can help me? I am accused of murder. I can help, say Skig. He look her up and down with a special concentration on the middle. But you don't understand, say the hot lady. I am accused of murder of my husband. He is the rich guy, Smith Eccles. Smith Eccles? Exclaims Skig. He know who Smith Eccles is due to previous knowledge. Smith Eccles. Interesting. Skig stroke his chin. Then he stroke the lady chin. Nobody is clear why. Why you kill him, say Skig. Oh, Skig, say the lady. Because he was a total dick. And I want to shag my tennis instructor, Boris the German. Aha, say Skig, pouncingly. So you did kill him. It's the oldest trick in the book. Case closed, Your Honor. The lady go away.
Thank you. Modestly speaking, I mean, that was brilliant. And the reading wasn't bad either. Touch of Shakespeare. It's something of Hemingway. Some more news has come in that Enid Blyton's books have been censored up until now because there was... Is political correctness gone mad? They've been said to be a bit racist. And so they've been censored up until now. And the fans of Enid Blyton's books, this is true, so the fans of Enid Blyton's books have been campaigning to have all the censorship removed and have them back to how they're supposed to be. So in celebration of this, we got a little scene from the unedited version.
Isn't this a simply wizard picnic? Would you like another lashing of ginger beer, Fanny?
Rather. I say, chaps, it looks like Taffy has caught a scent.
Taffy? Who's Taffy?
He's my pet Welshman. Good boy, Taff. What are you sniffing at?
Look, over there. It's a fuzzy wuzzy. Let's follow him.
Mercy me. He's going into Smuggler's Cave. That's queer. Taffy! Come back here!
Whatever can the damn blackamoor be up to? There's a whole gang of darkies and an Irishman, and they're armed with spears.
The devils! What do you suppose they're up to?
Being foreign. We must run and tell someone, or they'll eat us for sure.
What about Mario, the ice cream man?
Oh, we can't trust him. He's awfully nice. But he's a Dago.
What about Mrs. Chang at the chip shop?
No, she's Chinese. They're evil. And also, Chinese women's foo-foos go sideways. Whatever can we do?
Look, it's Taffy. Hurrah! And he's brought PC Finkelstein from town.
Right, you spear chuckers. You're all under arrest on suspicion of being foreign and therefore evil.
Hurrah!
Well done, children.
Fuck off, Finkelstein. Your people killed Christ.
Well,
Thank you very much. That was the last ever. So, friends, it's been, I think it's been a wonderful podcast. It's been absolutely brilliant. Hank, I think we need to round things off with your new single, which is called I Want This Bus to Stop Now. No? What is it, Hank? What's the... Oh, man. Yeah, it's the old problem of wind. It's not clear whether it's outside or in, but anyway. So thank you very much for coming. We are Mundo Jazz.
Please join us next week on the 4th of October for the Mundo Jazz podcast live from the Red Light.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.